إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله ربه رحمة للعالمين. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, most merciful, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and assistance, and we take refuge in Him from the evils of ourselves and our shortcomings. Whomever Allah guides, there is none to misguide him, and whomever Allah leads to go astray, there is none to guide him. We bear witness that there is none worthy of our worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the sustainer of the universe. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the seal of the prophets and the final messenger to all humanity. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Indeed, the most truthful word is the book of Allah, the Quran. And the best guidance is the sunnah, or the way of life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يقول الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز وأصدق القائلين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Allah says in the Quran, chapter 4, verse 1, O mankind, be mindful of your Lord who created you from a single soul, and from that soul He created its mate, and from these two, Adam and Eve, He created multitudes of nations and peoples. And be mindful of Allah, in whose name you plead with one another, and honor your family relations. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever watchful over you. This day, a year ago, the Thanksgiving Day and the Black Friday, that day last year was the Eid al-Adha day, and I remember on that day I gave a khutbah on how to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today I'm pretty much gonna repeat the same lecture for two reasons. Number one, half of the people were asleep, and the second half probably don't remember what they had for breakfast. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that reminder benefits those who believe. We have two types of days in our lives. There are good times, and in Islam you are required to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the time of prosperity. There are also some difficult times, and Islamically you are required to show patience, to be patient at difficult times, and to be good, to be grateful at good times. We spoke about the different types of patience before, so today inshallah we'll talk about being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tells us in the Quran, وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً in Surah Luqman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah has showered His favors and His blessings on you. Those favors and blessings that you know of, and there are blessings and favors that you don't know of, because they are hidden from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ In Surah Ibrahim, Allah says, if you were to calculate only one blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has bestowed upon you, you will never be able to calculate it. Indeed, man is a wrongdoer, ungrateful. In another verse, in Surah Sad, in chapter Sad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very few among my servants who are indeed grateful. But the rest are not. In the Quran, the word kafir means two things. It could mean a disbeliever, and it could mean ungrateful. وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Those who are grateful, they only benefit themselves, they don't benefit Allah. And those who are ungrateful, they only hurt themselves. So again, the word kafir in the Quran means a disbeliever, or it could mean someone who is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the kinds of favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? If you can just sit and reflect on the things that God or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you, you will be amazed how many things you have. Sometimes you think you got nothing, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you too much that you are not aware of. For every Muslim, the greatest honor and the greatest favor in this life is to be a Muslim. Because think about all the people who live this Muslims, all the people who live in this life without guidance, the people who don't believe that God even exists, all the atheists and agnostics, and there are over 1 billion of them in this world. Think about Hindus. There are about 1 billion of them. Think about Buddhists, there are 500 million of them. Think about people of other faith, those who don't worship God in the right way, and those who don't show gratitude to Him for whatever He has given them, and those who don't even believe that He exists. And every time you ask someone who is atheist, why don't you recognize the fact that there is someone who created this magnificent universe with all the numerations and varieties in the universe and all the things being put together in a very complex manner, because there's no way that everything came about by chance. They tell you, for example, that we don't believe in anything that we are unable to see or smell or touch or taste. If you ask them, what is the difference between someone who is alive and someone who is dead? The difference is the soul. And no one has ever seen, touched, or smelt, or tasted the soul. So tell them, if you don't believe in the things that you are unable to see, or smell, or touch, or taste, then technically you are dead. Because no one has ever seen your soul, or touched, or squeezed, or tasted your soul. So you are dead. Then you have Hindus, and I've studied Hinduism for some time. I've visited Hindu temples, and I till this moment, I don't know if they have 1,000 gods or if they don't believe in God. I don't know. And one time I visited a temple in Los Angeles, and they have little gods for $10 each. And I was joking with another friend, and I said, you know, I wouldn't pay $10 for a god. Maybe they have a smaller god. Maybe I'm willing to pay $5 for a god junior, a smaller god. So can you imagine buying and selling God? This reminds me of the pre-Islamic times when people like Umar ibn Khattab, who later accepted Islam, they used to make gods of dates. And they worship it all day long, and whenever they get hungry, they eat it. And in another case, the people who worship idols, and I remember reading in several stories that some of them who later became Muslims, they saw dogs urinating on their gods. So the person said to himself, if my God is unable to protect himself from a god, then how come he will be able to protect me? And they became Muslim. People like Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, and the other companions. Then you have 2 billion people in this world who worship a human being by the name of Jesus Christ. And he himself never said anywhere, not even once, that I'm God or worship me. And as we know, in the book of Matthew, Jesus prostrated himself. He put his face on the floor and prayed to God in the Garden of Gethsemane. And Isa alayhi salam told the people the Lord's Prayer to say, Our Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name. And he never told them to pray to him. So Isa alayhi salam himself, Jesus, was praying to God. And he never told anyone to pray to him. He was in the womb of his mother for 9 months. Can you imagine God being in the womb of a lady for 9 months? God needing to be breastfed. God needing to eat and drink and to go to the restroom, as Allah says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, that وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةٌ كَانَ يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ, that Jesus and his mother, they were human beings and they used to eat food. Which means that eventually they had to go to the restroom and relieve themselves. So can you imagine God going to the restroom to relieve himself? So you have all these ideologies and all these philosophies around you, and none of the people and none of the objects that are being worshipped besides God ever claim to be God and never said to people, worship me, whether they are idols or Jesus or Buddha or the holy cow in India or the egg, the elephant head god in China. None of them ever told nobody, worship me. But the only one who said, I created and I deserve to be worshipped, you see, billions of people not recognize that he is a creator, not recognize that he exists, not recognize the fact that he is worthy of their gratitude and worship. So this is the greatest honor, this is the greatest blessing in this life, to say that Alhamdulillah alladhi ja'alana muslimin. Alhamdulillah. In Urdu. The second great favor is that Allah has given you life, because there are so many people who are dead now. So you have this favor that you have lived long enough to pray to Allah and worship Him and get all these blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you tongue to speak with. He has given you ears to hear with. He has given you eyes to see with. He has given you brains to think with. And so on and so forth. If you have a house, then you should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there are millions in this world who are homeless. If you have a job, then you should be grateful, because there are millions in our world who are jobless. If you have a wife or a husband or children, then you should be grateful, because there are millions or billions in this world who are wifeless or husbandless or childless. If you have a car or a van, then you should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not complain about the model or the make of your car, because there are billions in this world who are carless and vanless, if this is grammatically okay. So you should be grateful for the little that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. There are people, billions in this world, who don't get 2 meals a day. I know people who get 5 meals a day. There are people who get 1 meal a day. There are people who walk 14 and 15 miles to get a cup of dirty water in Central Africa. So you should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever He has given you. Can you imagine your life without one of these favors I mentioned? Although there are other thousands and hundreds of other favors, I'm just giving you a taste of these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine yourself without eyes? And as Allah says, if you count the blessings of one favor, you will never be able to count it. Think of the eye. If you are blind, you will never be able to get a good education. You will never be able to find a good job. You will never be able to find a good lady of your choice or a good husband of your choice. Your life will be miserable. You will use your hands to feel your way. And you will never know which is which. If you want to fix some tea, you will go to the restroom. If you need to relieve yourself, urinate, you go to the kitchen. Because you can't see. If you are a lady and they marry you with the ugliest man in the world, you have no way of knowing. And you, if you are a man and they marry you a one-eyed, one-legged witch, Mike Tyson's ugly sister, you have no way of knowing. So this is just one example of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your life will be completely difficult and unbearable. And although we have all these favors, most of the people don't show gratitude. They don't even say thank you. You have people like Karl Marx and Lenin who deny the very existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but He provides for them by day and night. He created them, so it is the right on Him to provide for them. And every time they deny His existence, He would never cut His supplies for them. What was the last time you heard that God told Karl Marx, if you don't pay your oxygen bill, we'll cut you off? Never happened. Because Allah has to provide for them because He created them. In the hereafter, there will be judgment. And everyone will be judged according to his or her actions and decisions in this life. What makes people ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world? There are several reasons. Number one, positions. If you are a president or a leader, you might think you don't need Allah, so you don't show gratitude. And Allah says it in the Quran, في سورة العلق, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَرْرَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. That man becomes arrogant and ungrateful when he or she knows that they are self-sufficient, so they didn't need God, so they don't show gratitude. In the story of Pharaoh, he denied the existence of God and he didn't want to follow Moses alayhi salam, and he said, "Ana rabbukum al-a'la, I'm your Lord, the Most High." And I'm not for sure if drugs and marijuana existed at that time, because he didn't only say that he was high, he said he was the Most High. Then you have some people who were deceived by their money, people like Korah in the Quran and in the Bible, and he denied God. He was not willing to give charity to the people, and he said, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I got all this wealth because of my knowledge. So what should I thank God for? He didn't do anything for me, so I don't owe Him anything. Then you have people like the shaitan, the devil, who was so arrogant, so ungrateful because of his origins. When Allah told him in the Quran to prostrate himself out of respect for Adam alayhi salam, he said, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. I'm better than him. You created me from fire and you created him from mud. So I shouldn't bow down to him. So the angels were much, much better than the devils because their angels are created of light. And light is much better than fire, but still they prostrated themselves to Adam alayhi salam. So you got someone who is much better than you, who is grateful, and he made sujood or prostration to Adam out of respect, but the shaitan denied, and he was driven out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us the proper way of conduct. Ask Allah His blessings. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله ربه رحمة للعالمين. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Him, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Prophet of God who was sent as a mercy to all mankind. How can we show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There are so many ways through which you can give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many ways for thanksgiving, and believe it or not, cooking a turkey is not one of them. There are so many ways you can show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first one of them, to acknowledge deep in your heart that whatever you have in this life is only from Allah. And Allah said it in the Quran, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever favor or blessing you have in this life is from Allah. It's not from anyone. Your salary is not from your boss or his boss, but these people are just FedEx people. If you do your job, you do your part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send them to deliver your salary for you. So you shouldn't think that your boss is the one who provides for you. It is Allah. But these people are just agents for God. Number two, you have to acknowledge with your tongue and thank God for whatever He has given you. The Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْضَى مِنَ الْعَبْدِ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ الْأَكْلَةَ فَيَحْمَدَهُ عَلَيْهَا وَيَشْرَبَ الشَّرْبَةَ فَيَحْمَدَهُ عَلَيْهَا. وَفِي صَحِيح مُسْلِم. The Prophet ﷺ says that God is very pleased with His servant whenever he or she eats something, they thank Allah for it. Alhamdulillah. Whenever they drink, they thank Allah for the water that He has provided for them. So Allah is pleased when people do this. Can you imagine if someone like Brother Mustafa, he is very good to me. He created me. He gave me a lady to marry. He gave me a house. He gave me a job. He gave me a nice car. He gave me vacations in Hawaii for the summer. Then, I don't even say thank you. I go and thank someone else, like Brother Bilal. So how do you think Brother Mustafa would feel? He would be very disappointed. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثْلُ الْأَعْلَى. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how things, when Allah creates all these people, billions of them, and very few of them actually show gratitude. They thank someone else, or they tell him, they tell God, you don't exist. Help. So this is number two. Number one, you acknowledge with your heart. Number two, you say it with your tongue that you thank God. And number three, which is very important, you have to help those who are less fortunate. You give your charity, your zakat, you help the people who need help. The orphans, the widows, the poor people, the people who are less fortunate. You help them. And this is their right on you. So when you give someone zakat or charity, you're not doing them a favor. This is the right on you. Number four, that every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a favor and a blessing, you have to enjoy it. If Allah gives you billions of dollars, you don't sleep in the street, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see the trace of His favors on you. كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لو يحب أن يرى أثر نعمتي على عبده. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes to see the impact, the influence of His favors on the people. If He gives you money, you enjoy your life. If He gives you a nice job, you enjoy your life. And Allah says in Surah Al-Duha, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And proclaim the favors of your Lord. But if Allah has given you all these favors, and you lack them, and you don't use them, so they are not actually yours. What is yours in this life is what you use. So, you do your part, you do a good job. If Allah gives you money or whatever, then you recognize that He is the provider, and you help other people, and enjoy the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. without going to the extremes, without being cheap and stingy, and without being extravagant, if I pronounce it correctly. Number five, and this is the last one, and I don't want to forget this one. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help him thank him. Because you yourself, with your limited knowledge, with your limited power, will never be able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dutifully or in the right way. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make dua by saying, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Oh Allah, help me to worship you, to thank you, and to be dutiful to you in the right way. And this is what we need to do. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us the right way to thank him and to show gratitude to him. We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us anything we have done by ignorance, mistake, or forgetfulness. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best in this life and the best in the life to come. And to give us sincerity in everything we say and do. And to accept our good deeds according to the best of our intentions. And to forgive us any mistakes that we have committed in this life. And to forgive all Muslims, those who are living and those who are dead. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وأقم الصلاة